The reason we had that was because Fatara is in our client base. We think it's really important for the clients to prepare for Fatara. And, you know, I guess the word has been, you know, it obviously impacts CIOs, but it really impacts the whole agency. Our approach is to prepare a fairly lengthy presentation about what Fatara is for our clients and from all different angles. What does it mean for the agency CIO? What does it mean for the component CIO? What does it mean for the rest of the CXO community? Just from an information and instructional standpoint, so that they actually know what it is and what kind of questions they need to begin thinking about, because it is going to have quite an impact.
I think it's interesting you break it down by headquarters CIO, component CIOs. I've talked to several different CIOs over the last couple of months about Fatara, and you know, those with a huge headquarters component, let's pick on, you know, commerce, let's pick on justice, your old agency, are going to have a much different implementation than, let's say, someone like Social Security Administration, or even kind of a medium-sized agency, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC. How does it differ between the two different types of CIO organizations?
Well, I mean, it's all got to work together, obviously. And what Fatara is really trying to do is to improve the overall accountability for IT in the federal government. And obviously, there's a lot of players who can make that work. I mean, one of the focal points, obviously, is the agency CIO. But all of the processes and procedures relating to budgets, relating to contracts, relating to HR from an IT perspective, for IT personnel, for all the things that come out of OMB, the initiatives that they've had, all of those kind of things have processes that are well established in the different agencies, and obviously the components play a key part of that also, and it's all got to fit together. All of those things are impacted by Fatara, so that each agency really needs to look at those processes and procedures and update them in the spirit of what Fatara is trying to accomplish.
One of the things about Fatara that is really focused on is, let's talk about those CIO responsibilities. Go through what they are specifically a little bit, and then let's talk a little bit about how to implement them, because one of the problems we've seen over the years has been the inability of CIOs to, quote-unquote, get that seat at the table. And I'm actually getting tired of that phrase, but I still think people recognize the meaning behind it.
No, I think you're right, Jason. But Fatara does really address the CIO. It's kind of, I consider it like the second generation of Clinger-Cohen. I mean, obviously there were other things like the eGov Act and so forth, but Fatara really takes Clinger-Cohen and makes it more specific, because what happened with Clinger-Cohen, it was implemented differently in each agency, and therefore we kind of have a patchwork of processes, and each agency, the CIO is differently positioned, works in a different way with some of the other CXO community and the components. And what Fatara is trying to do is really to empower the overall CIO of the agency to give them more accountability for IT. I mean, that's one of the things that we as, you know, Congress is trying to do, and citizens, I think, want, is accountability. So the IT program in a major department is obviously very complex. So what Fatara tries to do is to insert the CIO in all the major processes that will enable him or her to be more accountable. So that's one major thing, is elevating and empowering the agency CIO. Another major focus of Fatara is transparency. And in doing that, it basically institutionalizes the dashboard process that OMB developed a number of years ago, and is actually a pretty strong and good process. It's been evolving over the years and it's gotten better, but there has always been issues associated with the accuracy of the data and whether it's comprehensive enough. So Fatara actually institutionalizes that as a way of saying, we need to know and the public needs to know all of the IT initiatives going on at agency and where they stand. What were the plan and where do they stand now? So at some level, the dashboard is going to portray all the significant IT projects going on at an agency from an overall status standpoint, and that will be updated on a regular basis and made public. So that's the transparency leg of FATARA. The third leg of FATARA really relates to driving efficiencies across the IT spend in an agency. And in doing so, once again, it embraces some of the tools that have already been implemented, but gives them more teeth. For example, the portfolio management process. That's a process that's been going on for a couple years, and each year OMB has tried to strengthen it. FATARA institutionalizes that by saying the CIO needs to lead that process, getting together the overall IT initiatives in a format and a process that will enable the agency to prioritize its IT spend, normalize it in terms of, you know, do they really have enough money to do all the things that they want to do in the time that they want to do it, and if so, make the hard choices of what we are going to do, and to format that in a plan, once again, that will be transparent and made public. So institutionalizing portfolio management is one thing. Another major initiative that's been going on that, once again, is institutionalized in FATARA is the data center consolidation initiative. And in that, it really is giving it teeth in that I think there has been some disappointment that while it's been going on for a number of years, nobody really understands what the savings have been. We see incremental improvement in terms of a reduction in the overall number of data centers, but we don't know what that means in terms of the IT spend and are we really gaining the efficiencies that were intended with data center consolidation. So once again, it asks for a plan for data center consolidation, and then we'll track that on an ongoing basis and ask for specific savings from it. So those kind of things, those are the three main legs of FATARA, and once again, they impact not only the agency CIO, but they also impact the entire team of people who have anything to do with the IT process, whether it's the budgeting process, the contracting process, or the process of actually hiring IT people.
We are speaking with Van Hitch, a specialist leader and senior advisor at Deloitte. Now, Van, you went through a ton of information there. Let me back up. You spent 9 years as CIO at the Justice Department, one of the longest serving CIOs in a really tough place in government. And I mean that in a good way, not a bad way, of course. When you look at FATARA, what's the most important piece of it? What's the most significant? What's going to impact the CIO's job the most?
Well, I think the thing that's going to impact the CIO most is it empowers the CIO in a way that nothing else has. Clinger Cohen intended to do that, but what happened was whether it's inadvertent or because of stovepipes that have grown up over the years in the different agencies, is that the CIO didn't necessarily have visibility of all the IT initiatives going on in a particular agency, or had to really try hard to figure out what was going on, and sometimes it was too late. Sometimes it was after the fact. So what FATARA does is really empowers the CIO to be there at the beginning of any IT project that's going on in the entire department, to have complete visibility of it all the way through, and including the spend process, when major spend happens on an IT initiative. That's really important because you can't control anything. You can't have an impact on anything if you don't have enough visibility into the process and know where it is. I think that's the biggest thing.
During your time as CIO at Justice Department, one of the things you mentioned, the Clinger-Cohen Act, and one of the frustrations that people felt was the inconsistency of how it was implemented. You mentioned that. What OMB is doing now, which you're getting a lot of kudos for in the federal community, is not just talking to the CIO Council, but talking to people like yourself and other former CIOs about how to implement it. Is there one piece of advice or two pieces of advice you'd give to them and your fellow CIOs about how best to implement something like FATARA?
Yes. Well, first of all, I would, in addition, give OMB kudos, at least so far. Of course, it's not done yet, so, you know, we'll see. But certainly they have put forth a really, really good effort to be all-inclusive, to get perspectives from all the different communities, as you said, CIOs, CEOs, CFOs, different people who have been in these positions, people who are in these positions now. So I think they've done a good job of playing out what the impacts of FITAR were going to be, and then develop some implementation guidelines that will help agencies to figure out where the issues are, where the changes are to the processes that they're going to need to make based on FITAR. And then I think the key will be implementing those in a way that OMB providing the oversight of how they're implemented, so that they are implemented in a meaningful way in each agency. And FITAR actually has in it also in additional oversight mechanisms. In addition to OMB, it obviously brings in GAO to kind of oversee and provide reports on exactly how FITAR has been implemented in each agency. Hopefully, those things will be successful, and that FITAR will have the impacts that was intended by the lawmakers.